With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Japan's national airline, JAL, says it's the victim of a cyber attack. Source unknown.
More than a dozen flights were delayed at several airports, according to Japan's public broadcaster, NHK. But there were no mass cancellations. The disruption began at 7:24 a.m. local time, but seems to have been resolved just over 90 minutes later, when a device known as a router was identified and isolated.
The BBC's David Waddell says the attack primarily affected domestic flights, although some international flights were impacted. Remnants of forces loyal to ousted Syrian dictator Assad have gone on the attack. The new government in Damascus says more than a dozen of its fighters have died in battles with Assad partisans. Israel's military says one of its latest airstrikes on Gaza targeted terrorists, although the Palestinians claim the attack killed five journalists. Hamas and Hezbollah, far from the only terrorist groups actively hostile to the Jewish state.
The Iran-backed Houthi rebels launched a ballistic missile at Israel overnight on Christmas Eve into Christmas Day, sending millions of Israelis into bomb shelters in the middle of the night for the second night in a row. Though the missile was intercepted by Israel's defenses outside domestic airspace, pieces of shrapnel fell on Israeli cities below. Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, has threatened to target Houthi leaders in the next wave of attacks. The Houthis were removed from the terror group watch list by the Biden administration after Biden took office in 2021. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, America First Legal is warning politicians in sanctuary jurisdictions of serious consequences should they interfere with federal enforcement of immigration laws. The conservative legal group sending letters to elected officials in 249 sanctuary jurisdictions. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 148 points. NASDAQ futures are off 110. This is SRN News. A religious freedom expert calls out mainstream journalism.
By every measure, persecution of Christians around the world is getting worse by the year. But that fact rarely appears in reporting by major news media outlets. So says Dr. Greg Cochran of International Christian Concern, who goes on to say, quote, Western media, as a general rule, report the news confidently while remaining largely ignorant of the scope of the Christian persecution problem. He says Christian media must do more to fill the gap. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservators have uncovered eight angels in a historic Boston church that played a pivotal role in the Revolutionary War. The angels were painted in the early 1700s but covered over in 1912 as part of a renovation of the Old North Church. Inspired by research showing the existence of at least 20 angels, conservators for the past 4 months have been removing the white paint that covered eight of them on the balcony's arches in the church sanctuary. This is SRN News. A grim discovery on the tarmac.
Officials say Maui police are investigating the discovery of a dead body in a wheel well of a United Airlines plane after it landed in Maui. The body was found in the wheel well of one of the main landing gears on Flight 202, which arrived at the airport from Chicago on Tuesday. United Airlines said the wheel well of the Boeing 787-10 was only accessible from the outside of the aircraft, and it was unclear how or when the person accessed it. In an emailed statement, the Maui Police Department said it was, quote, actively investigating the discovery of the dead body. I'm Shelley Adler.
A man accused in a knife attack on a man and a woman in Manhattan's Grand Central Terminal faces assault and menacing charges. New York Mayor Eric Adams says the attacker has a history of mental illness. Two victims hospitalized in stable condition. More details, SRNnews.com.